You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this is going to be a quick follow-up to the video that I put out last Friday called America's Biggest Sham Trial, where I gave my opinion on the absolute kangaroo court that Donald Trump was put through. He knew that the trial was rigged. People in their right mind who could actually look at this from a non-emotional point of view knew that that trial was rigged. However, I gave you what, in my opinion, was going to be the play afterward to target specifically the normies. Damn it, gentlemen, I called it. Now, this article was put out on the 6th of June. Arizona lifelong Republican featured on anti-Trump billboards. Gentlemen, when you look at the timing between Trump's guilty verdict and these billboards going up, yeah, it is far too quick and far too convenient. However, I gave you the play, and here it is. Quote unquote, "I won't vote for a convicted felon," billboards popped up around the valley this week, featuring a former Arizona Trump voter who has changed his tune. I told you, this was going to be the play, specifically for the normies. And if you look at where these billboards went up, swing states. Yeah. Gentlemen, I told you. They're going to use shame and guilt against the normies. Why it matters. Republican voters against Trump launched the ad blitz as part of a campaign in 4 of 6 states, including ours, expected to decide the presidential election. Zoom in. 73-year-old Phoenix resident Kevin Winker told Axios he isn't a fan of President Biden's border policies and quote-unquote laid-back governing style, but will vote for him because he fears the country won't survive another Trump presidency. Ah, yes, gentlemen. Remember, there's always going to be a few patsies who can be swayed with a few shekels. The lifelong Republican, retired Lutheran minister, said he supported Donald Trump in 2016 and has repented ever since. He told us he'd hoped Trump would grow into a quote-unquote statesman, but quickly realized all his name-calling and refusal to take responsibility for his actions wouldn't stop. Wow. That right there is complete and total gaslighting and projection, because we know that one President Houseplant has yet to answer for anything he said, especially towards the American Black community. But once again, nobody really cares about the American Black community until it's time to vote. Typical Democrat politics. The intrigue. Republican voters against Trump reached out to Winker after he was interviewed in a 2021 Los Angeles Times story about disillusioned Trump voters he said. Winker said he was happy to participate in the new campaign highlighting Trump's recent hush money trial conviction because, quote unquote, I cannot imagine a felon being the president of the United States. The other side, quote unquote, this is nothing more than a desperate ploy by idiotic and brain dead never Trumpers who are clearly suffering from a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome because President Trump continues to dominate in the polls and fundraising. Trump campaign spokesperson Stephen Chung said in a statement to Axios. Ah, yes, gentlemen. I told you that was going to be the play. Talk about the absolute desperation that the left and the Democrats are throwing out against Trump. However, this guilty verdict, Trump being a convicted felon, it has had a massive, massive backfiring effect, especially in what particular group of people? That's right, American black men. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, hell, you had 50 Cent get on stage, and when he was asked about Trump, he said, yeah, Trump identifies more with black men. Why? Because he got a RICO case. Yeah. See, what they've done, the system has done, is actually showed, especially American black men, that yes, anybody can get railroaded by the system. Yeah. Trust and believe, there are a lot of black men who are convicted felons who are definitely, definitely looking at Trump a whole lot different now. Mm-hmm. However, like I said, they made sure to put those billboards in strategic swing states. Why? Like I said, the last play of a desperate political party. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, of course, I saw people on Facebook mimicking the same sentiment. Well, I wouldn't vote for a felon. I'm like, God damn it. The normies are coming out to normie. However, especially when it comes to Black America, nothing like a good old story of redemption. Yeah, a lot of black male felons love a good redemption arc. Why? Because they live redemption arcs. Mm-hmm. Plus, look at all the money that Trump actually raised after the guilty verdict. Yeah, people are voting with their wallets. And speaking of wallets, they know how much money they had during the Trump presidency. So all this emotional crap, it doesn't mean a damn thing when it comes to inflation, gas prices, the border crisis, and people losing money all over the place. Yeah, idiotic, isn't it? Nope, I'm going to take it to the next level. It is psychotic how people are so willing to vote themselves into a bad position, all because of Trump derangement syndrome. Yep, ultimately, hey, it is what it is. Just like the people out here in California constantly complaining about the prices. And I just simply ask them, hey, did you vote for Newsom? Well, yeah, shut up. You got exactly what you wanted. The minimum wage hike. Hey, you voted for Newsom, right? You got exactly what you wanted. Oh, that's right. You voted emotionally, but were not ready for the unforeseen consequences of your vote. Yes, Newsom is the perfect politician. He is slimy. However, he puts on a good damn front. But that's neither here nor there. You voted, You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Oh, well. Oh, well. Think about it next time. But unfortunately, the vast majority of Cuckafornia voters are just too damn inured. Perfect representation of what Morpheus told Neo about people in the Matrix. Some people are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the Matrix that they will actually fight to protect it, which is why you have the Democratic supermajorities in New York and Cuckafornia. But like I said, that's neither here nor there. Personally, I don't care about the left or the right. I'm the guy who's sitting back in a comfortable place, ready to watch the world burn. That's where I am. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. I called it Shame, Guilt the Normies into Not Voting for Trump because, oh my God, you have a moral position. You should not vote for a felon. Yeah, right. Once again, this strengthens my resolve to vote for good old 45. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.